This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The retired U.S. general overseeing the reconstruction of Iraq, Jay Garner, is visiting the northern Kurdish region of the country. It's Garner's second day in Iraq. Yesterday, he toured Baghdad. The U.S. military has announced the capture of a former Iraqi prime minister, number 18 on the list of 55 most wanted members of the ousted regime of Saddam Hussein. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Baghdad. Eight of those sought are in custody. What do you know about this former prime minister?
Well, Bob, Mohammed Hamza al-Zubaydi is a member of Saddam Hussein's inner circle, and he's the highest-ranking official on the U.S. military's most wanted list to be captured so far. As you say, he is a former prime minister, but he's also known as the Shiite thug. He gained that name for playing a key part in suppressing a Shiite uprising in southern Iraq shortly after the 1991 Gulf War. You know, there's video footage of him beating captured Shiite rebels. That's become quite famous and is played quite often. U.S. military officials say they would like to try him on charges of war crimes or crimes against humanity. Now, he's the eighth top-ranking former government member to be taken into U.S. custody so far. The list is 55 people, so there's still another 47 to go.
Now, Jay Garner is in northern Iraq today, where he received a warm welcome.
He did indeed, yes. He was in the Kurdish-run parts of northern Iraq. He spent much of the day in Sulaymaniyah, which is one of the main cities in the north. He went to the university and he spoke to some students there. But he also met with Jalal Talabani, who is the head of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan. It's one of two groups that have run parts of northern Iraq since the 1991 Gulf War. And one of the things General Garner is charged with is overseeing the creation of an interim administration in Iraq. And many analysts say or believe that the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan have a role in that administration. Now, General Garner will stay overnight in northern Iraq, and then he'll head back to Baghdad tomorrow.
Army units have replaced Marines providing security in Baghdad. What exactly are they doing?
Well, they're taking up the positions that the Marines vacated, certainly. You see them all over the city now. They're charged with several things. They certainly want to try and secure the city or provide more security and stability to Baghdad. As I say, you can see them all over Baghdad. They're either patrolling areas or they're guarding key buildings, such as key ministries or hospitals, that type of thing. But they'll also, once the humanitarian aid really kicks into gear here, they'll help providing security for that as well. But they're also going to help in the rebuilding, and plans for that are in the works. I mean, the city has a lot of rebuilding to do, and the Army is much better at doing that than the Marines were. It's interesting, you know, you drive around the city and there's the Army seems much more relaxed than the Marines were, which of course, you know, the Marines were the combat end of the mission. You know, it's part attitude, it's part posture, but it really is noticeable.
Any idea when Baghdad will be a functioning capital again?
You know, there's more signs every day, and one of the big signs that happened today is the electricity came on, and that was greeted with sounds of gunfire all over the city. It's their way of celebrating by, you know, firing rounds into the air. It's intermittent, the electricity, but it is there. Water is being restored in more places, and in the hotel here, I noticed they were pulling phones out of storage, so it's the little things that are happening. All of these have to do a lot to really increase morale in Baghdad.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Baghdad.